The human cost of war is rapidly rising now here in Afghanistan. It has been greatly felt by foreign forces in May as it became the deadliest month for them this year. 26 foreign troops have lost their lives here since the start of May. They are deeply worried now about their growing fatalities.
We are concerned about this last month, and every fallen soldier is one too many, clearly. But we remain very vigilant. We take the lesson learned. We look into the incident, see what happened, take lesson learned, and adopt our security measures if appropriate.
This one was the worst single attack on U.S. forces this month. It happened on May 16th. American forces were heading to their base when a bomber detonated his explosives near their convoy. 12 people were killed, including 6 Americans. Critics now fear that the toll will rise in the months to come.
It is the best time of the year when the Taliban can plan and they can mobilize their resources anywhere in Afghanistan. So, of course, they would have their own plan on how to combat it and how to defeat the Taliban. However, the bottom line will be that it will be indeed a serious situation for the international forces here in Afghanistan.
Foreign fatalities jumped as the Taliban launched a massive spring offensive against both Afghan and NATO forces. It's now in full gear, and militant attacks have prompted foreign forces to stay mostly inside their heavy barricaded bases and carry out air operations mostly.
Over 70 US-led troops have been killed so far this year in this country. Most of them were Americans. Other nations contributing to NATO have also seen losses, including 6 British fatalities. These figures show that militants are still remaining strong and that they can strike foreign troops and inflict casualties, a trend which seems unlikely to change anytime soon. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.